A friend sent me a picture of Mahatma Gandhi's statue near San Francisco's Ferry Building the other day. Someone had put a mask on him. In a year of a pandemic, even Mahatma, the great soul, needs to practice social distancing. But sometimes when I look around the world, it seems we are already well on our way to practice as much physical distancing as possible from the ideals of the apostle of nonviolence anyway. No pandemic needed there. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. October 2nd marks the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi. It's a national holiday in India. Normally, that's the day politicians of all stripes make a beeline to his memorial, place garlands, mouth platitudes, and then go back to whatever they were doing anyway. Gandhi's a portrait, a meme, a bald-faced man on an Indian currency note. In some ways, by putting him on a pedestal, we have turned him into stone or bronze. We don't have to engage with his ideas as long as we pay lip service to the man. Award-winning children's writer Paro Anand told me Gandhi has become homework, which is a bit boring.
You know, one is homework. So Gandhi is dead boring. Two kids. As soon as you mention Gandhi, it's like for a lot of children, even if they don't say it out loud, because they know that they must be respectful, inside there's that voice going,
Anand has written a book for young adults called Being Gandhi, which actually tells the story of how a young Indian rediscovers the relevance of Gandhi in more recent times. It's not about making Gandhi cool as much as it's about making Gandhi human again, not a god who can only be garlanded. But it's not easy. An Indian court once ruled that even when it came to satire, there should be a Gandhi exception. But Gandhi and his principles are an awkward fit in a world that's increasingly comfortable with majoritarianism, where might gets to be right. Gandhi was a devout Hindu, but one who was steadfast in his belief that India's minorities, like Muslims, must never feel less than Hindus in India. Harsh Mandar is a social activist who has worked in many riot-torn areas in India. He remembers reading a memoir by a writer and activist named Anis Kidwai.
She writes that her husband had got killed in 47 during the riots trying to save lives. And so she'd come to Gandhiji. And Gandhiji was really in distress in Delhi. And he said something very beautiful. He said that until a Muslim child cannot walk without fear in this city, my work is not done. This is how he articulated his idea. And that's what I call radical love.
Now, some politicians who will garland Gandhi on October 2nd will have no compunctions about saying a Muslim should know his place as a minority in India. Gandhi's message of dissent is good, but in the past tense, whether it's protests in India or Black Lives Matter protests in Washington, D.C. One of India's most eminent historians, Romila Thapar, who has just written a book called Voices of Dissent, says dissent is critical, especially in modern times.
They are not the subjects of a state, they are citizens. And people have the rights of citizens. What are the rights and obligations that the citizen has to the state? And the state also has to the citizen. This is something that is not sufficiently emphasized.
But the question is, the moral authority and charisma of Mahatma Gandhi inspired hundreds of thousands of his fellow citizens to join him in his dissent. Who can be the Gandhi of our times who has that moral stature?
Well, I think that the moral authority helps. It helps enormously, because then you're able to pitch moral authority against physical authority and institutional authority. But figures like Gandhi don't come up all the time.
They don't. But as Paro Anand, the children's book author, says, the need for a Gandhi has never been more acute.
We need Gandhi. And we need more than one. We need a generation of Gandhis.
In an angry, toxic world, we would do well to remember a man who fasted intermittently to force us to think about a better world for everyone. But then, we now live in a world where intermittent fasting is just a super diet. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.